Try and just be possibly calm during Thanksgiving. Like you said, you know, sometimes it's stressful to have to make a big meal. Maybe just spread it out over time, get something done a little bit earlier. I don't know, but let's just try and have a calm Thanksgiving.
We want to thank David earlier this morning. He donated his donation is going to be quadrupled. He says KAXE is the best thing about Northern Minnesota. In parentheses, and there are many, many great things about Northern Minnesota. David, thank you so much. That keeps us going. And we've got a great lineup today for you, including Headwaters and Minnesota Mixtape with our very own Malachi Coons. And then coming up at 1 o'clock, it is Annie Lou and Nelson. They are your hosts for On the River. Tonight, after the news from National Public Radio and the Canadian Broadcast Corporation, we bring you Alyssa Ellen, our volunteer. Great Friday nights when Alyssa's on from 7 to 10 o'clock, when any of our volunteers are on. I particularly love Alyssa's shows.
This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji. We're at 89.9 in Brainerd and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
Kept her mind. Mary lost her little lambs. The world's not always kind. She survived the yellow fever. She watched Chicago burn. She fled the Irish famine and told it like it was. To fight for the lives of children who were dying down the mines. Have you heard of Mary Harris? Have you heard of Mother Jones? The most dangerous woman in America by the 19th century turn. You know Mary was an angel. You know Mary came from love. She had a way with people. She had a way with words. Mother Jones said, pray for the dead. And fight like the living, and whatever the fight, don't be ladylike. Fight like hell for the living. We'll be right back. sold it on a cross. They sold it on a curve. And now it feels so cheap, not deeper. They sold it as a little light bulb. They sold it as a sticker. And when that feels cheaper, well, it doesn't feel much deeper. There was an ancient light, there was an ancient song. Now something isn't right. Now we live in fluorescent light. They sold it as a muffin. They sold it on TV. They sold it as a tabloid, just to try to get the best of me. They caught us in the bleakness. They caught us on our screens. Brilliant minds go to college just to study marketing. There was an ancient light. There was an ancient song. Something isn't right. Now we live in fluorescent lighting. Most of all our lives under the same line. In schools and prisons and dying. Yeah, it's all in fluorescent light. They sold it as an olive. They sold it as a bomb. They sold it as self-protection while the innocent children run. Grown men want a profit with their fingers on their triggers. But when life feels cheaper, then the dead have to dig deeper. There was an ancient light. There was an ancient song. Now something isn't right. It's the time of fluorescent light.
after the 45 seconds or so of kind of noise, almost train tracky sounds that open up that one. When the bass finally kicks in on the Stone Roses, I Want to Be Adored. Definitely one of the best kind of debut album opening track kickoffs that has ever been made, in my opinion. Announced yesterday that the bass player for Stone Roses and also for Primal Scream, Gary Manny Moonfield, passed away yesterday. And I spent a little bit of time in England earlier in my life, and the Stone Roses are absolutely massive. Very well-known band here in the USA, too, but really hard to describe how commonplace that album right there is all over in England. I Want to Be Adored. Hayley Hendricks and Max Garcia Conover, they've got a new EP out today called What of Our Nature. We heard Fluorescent Light. Definitely feels like that sometimes. And Lisa O'Neill kicking off our show today, the Irish folk singer, paying tribute or telling the story of Mother Jones, who was a union organizer, advocate for against child labor in the mines, very popular in the early 20th centuries in the United States. She also was an immigrant from Ireland. And I saw a little video of Lisa O'Neill wanting her story to be more well-known, even though Mother Jones lends its name to a fairly popular magazine. The actual story of the person behind it, I would say, at least for me, wasn't as well-known. So that is Lisa O'Neill. That kicked off our show today. This is Headwaters on KAXE. I'm Malachi Coons. Thank you for tuning in this Friday morning. What we have in store for you: our album of the week from Joshua Headley at 9:30. Our slice of green cheese is coming up at 9:45, so be ready to make a call in if you are feeling like you want to win today and flex your knowledge. Got some musical trivia coming up. Then at 10 o'clock, it is Minnesota Mixtape, a show that I produce that deep dives into the Minnesota music scene. During that time, there's a new Bob Dylan bootleg series. You'll hear something from that. Lowest Pair are back. I've got that single on Minnesota Mixtape. So that's all coming up over the next couple of hours. Annie Lou Nelson is hosting On the River. Annie Lou Ann Nelson, there we go, from 1 to 4. And Alyssa Ellen tonight from 7 to 10. Lots of great stuff coming your way here on KAXE. We also have some exciting news that was announced yesterday as we were chosen for the Newsmatch 2025. It's a national campaign supporting local nonprofit newsrooms like ours. You helped us get here. Now your gift can go even further. We have over $35,000 in matching funds right now to support strong local journalism and across throughout northern Minnesota. Your gift of up to $1,000 will now be matched 4-1. 4-1, even better than a normal match. That campaign runs through the end of the year. Give now at KAXE.org. Thank you for supporting people-powered KAXE. We also received support from Lakeland PBS. Stay connected with Lakeland News, offering local news, weather, and sports. Available on demand on the PBS app. And support also comes from the Minnesota Humanities Center, distributing more than $6 million in cultural heritage grants. Funding is available to individuals and organizations that will create, celebrate, and teach Minnesota's diverse arts, culture, and heritage, including indigenous organizations, historically underrepresented communities, and recent immigrants and veterans. Details at mnhum.org/grants. The prolific Eric Bibb has a new song out yesterday. He's going to be releasing an album early next year called One Mississippi. And here's the first single from it, This One Don't, on Headwaters.
Tell me, what do you see? Whole lot of folks getting all riled up. Not on one simple thing can they agree. Well, I've been around the world time or two, and I hear the music in the air. Kind of sound, every kind of groove. People love to dance everywhere. Some songs got fascinating rhythms.
Some songs swing, some won't. Some songs got complicated melodies. This one don't. You never heard of four to the bar, it's true. Some songs like this one, one chord will do. Some songs like this one, one chord will do. Turn to the left, turn to the right. Right. Tell me, what do you see? Whole lot of folks getting all riled up. Not on one simple thing can they agree. Said I've been around the world a time or two, and I always hear music in the air. Some songs got complicated melodies. This one don't.
Outside, had no halo, had no father, with a coat of many colors. He spoke of brothers many, wine and women, song of plenty. He began to write a chapter in his story. Nice and sleazy, nice and sleazy does it. Nice and sleazy does it. Nice and sleazy does it. Does it every time.
Oh,
Salam here on Headwaters on KAXE. There should be a word for when you've spent a lot of time in a library of any kind or some kind of archive of something. And, you know, at most days you go in there and you look around and you just continue to find new things. Usually before my Headwaters shows, I wander into the KAXE music library, try to randomize it. Otherwise, I find myself kind of looking into the same corners as I did the other days. But today, that one jumped out at me, learned something new every day. Gigi. I guess she was married to Bill Laswell for a while, and they made that album together in 2006 called Gold and Wax. Always so much fun digging into the kind of living archive as things shift around the library here at KAXE. You really can discover new things for the rest of my life. I wouldn't be able to listen to all the music, and that brings a lot of joy to me. Hope you enjoy the tunes as well. We had Leanne Batasa Masake Simpson before that, $85. An acre. There's a line in there that kind of comes out of nowhere about going out hunting at night while hockey night in Canada is on and no one's paying attention, which I really love. Her new album's called Live Like the Sky. And The Stranglers before that, heard from DJ Dang. I know he's a Stranglers fan. That was nice and sleazy. Wanted to play that one for you. My kind of grew up listening to The Stranglers a lot. And as a kid, I was never very thrilled when my mom and dad were singing nice and sleazy in the front seat of the car, but I didn't realize how cool they were. So That is definitely a big part of my childhood, is that British post-punk-ish band. It is a little bit after 9:30 here. We're going to be getting to our album of the week, doing some Western Swing from Joshua Headley in just a moment. Checking out our current weather conditions around the area and looking at our forecast for the next couple of days. Right now it is, give me 1 second, those are the wrong cities. Let's do our forecast first. Sunny skies today. We've got highs in the low 40s overnight tonight. Mostly cloudy and a range from the low 20s to the low 30s around the region. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, becoming sunny, a little bit warmer. Highs in the mid to upper 40s. That'll continue into Sunday, mostly clear, and highs once again in the upper 40s. Our question of the week is about our new Season Watch pod, which explores nature as the seasons change. We want to know, how do you change when fall turns to winter? Text 218-326-1234. Everything from your mood, how you spend your time, to activities that you do to kind of prep for the winter or for the upcoming season. We have a resource guide about different soup kitchens, food shelves, all different varieties of community meals and other resources around the region at KAXC.org right now. Shout out to our news team for putting that together. And if there's anything that is missing from it, or you have knowledge of things going on in your area, please email news@kaxe.org, and we can get that information out to as many folks as we can. It is time for our album of the week here on Headwaters, All Hat by Joshua Headley. He's a country musician who has dabbled in many different styles of the genre over the years. This album is his love letter to Western Swing. It's also known as country jazz. One of the legends of this style, Ray Benson of the group Asleep at the Wheel, produced the album, and Headley's crooner-style vocals are paired with incredible instrumentation that executes the genre to a T. We are going to take a listen to a song right now called Boogie Woogie Tennessee. Let us know what you think of our album of the week. Text 218-326-1234.
we carry with us. You know where I can be found, where the rainbow hits the ground. I'm not alone, not afraid, not alone, not afraid, 'cause this bird, little old bird, this bird left his cage.
War here on KAXE on Headwaters from their Deliver the Word album, Me and Baby Brother. It is War founding member Lonnie Jordan's birthday today, turning 76. One of their early members, vocalist, played a lot of different instruments. He did a little bit of everything too. You can find him obviously with Eric Burden, Tanya Tucker he played with, T-Rex, Los Lobos, super cool. I saw that song being DJ'd at a party in a movie called Young Soul Rebels, which is one of my favorite musical films. And I'd had the record for a while, but never really kind of put it together that it would be a fun dance floor tune. And then I've hosted a couple of, or DJ'd a couple of dance parties, and I've played that song both times. And it really does get the crowd going. Me and Baby Brother for you here on KAXC. Mavis Staples talking about Chicago. That's a Tom Waits song, but it sounds like it was written specifically for her. Maybe that's who Tom Waits had in mind when he wrote it, but beautiful tune. And Joshua Headley, Boogie Woogie Tennessee. That was our album of the week. Let us know what you think of it. Text in 218-326-1234. Coming up at 10 o'clock, Minnesota Mixtape, our deep dive into the local music scene. I've got music for you from The Lowest Pair. They have a new single out, indie songwriter Runo Plum, and some early Bob Dylan from the latest bootleg series. Later on today, Annie Lou and Nelson hosting On the River from 1 to 4, and Alyssa Ellen is hosting tonight from 7 to 10 p.m., a great way to kick off your weekend. Tune into KEXC all day long, all week long. You know what it is. People-powered radio, you can become a member at any time. And right now, donations up to $1,000 are matched 4-1 because we have been selected for Newsmatch 2025. So until the end of the year, we have over $45,000 in matching funds. Please give at KAXE.org. People-powered takes the people. Click donate. Thanks for tuning in. Let's go to our slice of green cheese now, our daily trivia question. Be the first to call in with the correct answer, and we will send you a coupon for a treat at an area business. Our thanks goes out to today's sponsors, Harmony Food Co-op in Bemidji, and the Good Life Cafe in Park Rapids for making the daily slice of green cheese possible. If you have won sometime in the last 30 days, please hold your calls and give someone else a chance. Here is today's question. A groundbreaking, genre-fusing, and eccentric musician with the last name Goodman's daughter was born on this day in 1965. What is her first name? If you know the answer or want to make a guess, call 218-326-1234. The question again is, a groundbreaking and genre-fusing musician with the last name Goodman's daughter was born on this day in 1965. What is her first name? Call 218-326-1234 with your guess.
Standing on a dividing road, quiet whisper, a little clue was enough for me to know what to do. But there's only the cold.
Please hold your calls. We do have a winner for today's slice of green cheese. Please hold your calls.
Felt unworthy and so sabotaged.
so still. So peaceful until about a guy you wanna love, you wanna cry, you crush your heart and hope to die till it's over, and then shh, shh, it's nice and quiet, shh, shh, but soon again, shh, shh, start another big riot.
a little vacation to Iceland, wrapping up Headwaters today. Currently listening to Sigur Rós with Sveffen Gianglar. Hopefully saying that one right. Like I hopefully said the last name right of our trivia question today. Congratulations to John from McGregor, who will be going to singing Chihuahua Taco Truck. John correctly answered today's trivia question, which was a groundbreaking and genre-fusing musician with the last name of Gudmundsdóttir was born on this day in 1965. What is her first name? That would be Björk, who's It's Oh So Quiet from the Post album we heard just before this one. And some new Icelandic music. We started things off there with Asgeir, a song called Smoke. Check out Fresh Picks early next week for more on that new song. Always fun stuff coming out of Iceland. And I've always thought it is a really great example of when you have, you know, fairly good funding for the arts and some state-sponsored events, you get some pretty darn cool stuff. It is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, at 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. And listen every weekday around 9:45 for the slice of green cheese. And be sure to tune in tomorrow night for regular green cheese, 7 to 9. Your host tomorrow, Justine Jacobson. Stick around after that. Cassidy and McKee and Hugh Roberts doing KAXE After Dark. Minnesota music on Minnesota Mixtape is coming up next.